All right, Demosai, good evening. Welcome back. It's been a little bit of an extended break. I apologize. We were supposed to start last week. But okay. In any event, we're picking up on page Tes Zayin, right in the paragraph Yud Zayin. So remember again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, the good part about this Sefer is it's very deep, but it does not move very quickly. So, Baruch Hashem, we can review a couple of weeks shiurim in just a few moments, but the so that we're focusing on over here is the following, that the idea that the Mechaber introduced us to was that in life, there's a dual purpose. There's what he called the Siba Miyuchades, which means the individualized purpose. Each of us are here in this world for a particular purpose. We each have a particular tachlis. If you remember, again, the Mechaber explained, how do I know what my tachlis is? How do I know what my tachlis is? So how do I know what my tachlis is? Remember what the Mechaber said? If there is something that I struggle with, if there is something, ultimately, again, that I have difficulty with, something that I struggle with, that's usually a sign that that's my tachlis. Remember, again, I actually said this over in a different share. People were very nispoiled by it. Remember the Mechaber said, page Tes Zayin. The Mechaber said that, you know, often, most of us are Gilgulim, which means that our neshamas have been in this world before. So why are our neshamas back? Our neshamas are back here because there's something we did not finish in a previous life, something we did not rectify, something we did not fix. So what happens? The neshama goes to Shem, the neshama comes back, very often just to fix one thing. How do you know what your neshama is here to fix? Because most of us, although we struggle with many things, most of us have one thing that we continuously struggle with. Chances are that one thing is the very reason why you're here. That one thing, that major struggle in life, that's the very reason why my neshama is back in this world, to rectify that one thing. So that's the Siba Miyuchedes. That is the specific purpose that differs from individual to individual, separate by each of us. But there's another idea called the Siba Kalolis, which means like almost like a general overarching purpose of creation. Why is it that we're here? And of course, the answer to the first question, the Siba Miyuchedes, why I'm here as an individual, if we go around the table, that answer is going to be different for each of us as to why we're here. But the Siba Kalolis, the general overarching principle as to the meaning of life, that's the same for each of us. And what is that? That's Dveikus Bashem. That's to cling and to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the one life common denominator that we all share. And we're trying to focus on, now, how do we get there? How do you get to Dveikus? Remember, again, one of the other pieces we spoke about was that, of course, if you ask people, how do you come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people will say, mitzvahs, or daven, or learn Torah. Right? Torah, tefillah, mitzvahs. So the Mechaber said, that is, you have to be careful with that answer, because what that makes it sound like is that mitzvos or Torah or tefillah are an end. He says that every single mitzvah and every single tefillah and every single chesed, everything that we have in Judaism is a building block to create a great edifice or a great persona of spirituality. But it only works if I understand how it is that everything corresponds to building myself. If I just learn or I just do mitzvos and there's no thought as to ultimately, again, what's the meaning of this and how does this build me as an individual, then a person might be doing a good deed, a person might be doing Maisim Tovim, might be learning Torah, might be davening, but a person is not getting the full impact of their spiritual service. So that's the recap. Let's take a look now at paragraph Yud Zayin. Nisbonin v'nitan dugma mitzvachos. Let's give an example of this. V'hi atifas ha'adam b'talis. So the example we're going to give is talis. Okay, so listen to this. Adam kam b'boker, a person gets up in the morning. V'olech l'beis ha'knesses, u'misatei b'talis. Person gets up in the morning, goes to shul, puts on their talis. Hari ha'adam mekayim atam mitzvas asei midaraisa. So we'll say every single time we put on a talis, we're fulfilling a positive mitzvah, gidilim tasa l'chol the mitzvah of tzitzis. Okay. So this is an interesting kasha, right? What do we think? What do we think when we're putting on a talis? I think for many of us, we kind of like wake up and we say, wow, there's a talis on me, right? How did that get there? Right? So what are we thinking? What are we thinking when we put on a talis? So listen to this. The truth is, the first question is not, what are we thinking? The first question really is, am I thinking? Am I thinking? Oh, shema ma'asav na'asim kim'at lilo machshava. Or maybe I really just do what I do without real thought. Kilomar, machshava iyunis, ula machshava maasis bevade sha'asa. Sheesh. Remember again, obviously, there are different levels of machshava. Because machshava maasis means what? Machshava maasis means, we'll call it like behavioral thought. So obviously, if I'm putting on a thousand, I have behavioral thought. I'm putting on my head up, and I'm putting on my shoulders, I'm going to wrap it around. That's not what he's talking about. He's saying, do we have machshava iyunis? Do we think about what it is that we're doing? So let's assume right now that a person is thinking when they put on their talis. Now let's go to the second question. So what is the individual actually thinking?
Okay,
so on the most basic level we hold mitzvos srichos kavana, mitzvos require kavana, which on the most basic level means what? That when I put on tzitzis, when I put on talis, I should realize that I'm fulfilling a biblical obligation, a biblical positive commandment, and that's my kavana. Okay, so that's certainly one level. I'm thinking about what I'm doing. I understand what I'm doing is a mitzvah. I understand that what I'm doing is the performance of a mitzvah. Nisponim bedavar. Let's canalize this a little bit more. Hari hazor hakadosh kasav shatariyak mitzvos page of Zion shatariyak mitzvos heim tariyak etzotz. Remember, we quoted the Zohar earlier, a couple of weeks ago, that the Tariag Mitzvah, 613 Mitzvos, are really 613 Eitzos. There's 613 pieces of advice as to how to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, see, I think it's also the profundity of this. You know, we say this, the Rabbi Hanan Yevan Akasha, Omer Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos Es Yisrael, Lefichach, Herba Lahem Toa Mitzvos. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us so many mitzvos? So Rabbi Hanan Yevan Akasha says to go ahead and give us so many opportunities for merit. But the truth is, if you take this idea, it's also a little bit different. If you look at mitzvos as etzos, so Rabbi said, just like everybody needs a different kind of etzah to be able to go ahead and succeed in life, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 613 etzos as to how to be spiritually successful in life. And the truth is, the etzah that's going to work for you is not going to work for me. Now again, we all have to perform the same mitzvos, we all have to do it, but lemaisa, where we choose to focus, or ultimately again, what speaks to us most, is when, sorry, this you should know, is one of the most beautiful aspects of Judaism. Because people, you know, people in general find that the difficulty with organized religion is that it's one size fits all. And the beauty of Judaism is that it's not like that at all. Yes, we all daven the same tefillos, and we wear the same tefillin, and we keep the same Shabbos, and we have the same laws of Shatnez, and all the halachas apply. But how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through those mitzvos, that is a personal and individualized approach that varies individual to individual. Since that's the Taryag Eitzos. Imkein, Kevan Sha'adam Misatef Petalis Yom Yom Shavua Shavua Oshanim Rabos. Therefore, if a person is wearing a talis every single day, every single week, so many years, Imkein, Madua Ein Hu Margish Eskirvas Hashem. Listen to this question. What a kasha. So I don't understand. If I'm doing the mitzvah, and I'm doing it every single day, and I'm performing it according to the letter of the law, why don't I feel any closer to God? Right? I was like, don't we all think about this question now? We've heard this question, we've asked this question. I'm doing everything right. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and yet I do not feel any closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why not? What's going on here? Let's look what he says. Hare divrei Azor HaKadosh, divrei emes, udvar mitziusim, mitziusim. Ve'imkein, tzarech hayesh shekol adam shemechavein b'chol yom l'kayim mitzei daraisa, b'shas atifas taliso, la'at la'at b'chol yom, v'yom, yochush yosias kiras shem b'libo. The way it should work, according to what you're describing, is that if a mitzvah is a concrete way to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means that every single time I perform the mitzvah, I should come a little closer, I should feel a little bit closer, to the point that the way when I put on my talis on Sunday, I feel a certain way, and by the time I get to Friday, I should feel six times holier. Again, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah, I'm even having in mind that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, I should feel the kirvas Hashem. He says, Madua anu roim. Look what he writes. And this is, I have to tell you, part of the beauty of this sefer is it's very validating. You know, a lot of sifrei musar, you read them and you say to yourself, oh my gosh, like, I'm never going to be here. It's a little bit overwhelming. Not that this is really a musar, this is more hashkafa, but it's very validating. Because he says, what's the question we ask ourselves? Madua anu roim shalo rabim zachu ayideati fasa matalas yom yom lekirvas Hashem uchashis. Why is it that we see many people, you know, not us, but other people, who put on talis every single day, and yet what? They're not closer to God. Right? Also, how is it that we see many people who go ahead and they do mitzvos, mamish, like kehalacha, all the time, day in and day out, like bekavana, with sincerity, and yet, I don't feel it. I don't feel it. You know, I'll tell you, there's a beautiful sefer, I forgot the title of it, by Rav Vogel in Lakewood. And it's like his Ma'amorim, just on Yamim Noraim. And he writes something in there that I thought was really amazing. He wrote there that there were some sort of Rav Vogel. So he wrote that there were some Yom Kippurs that he just didn't feel it. He just didn't feel it. And I'll tell you, when I read it, because the truth is, I think we all struggle, that there are parts in Yom Kippur when we feel it, parts in Yom Kippur when we don't feel it, and we get upset at ourselves. Like, here I have, my life is literally hanging in the balance, and like, I'm tired, or I'm this, or I'm distracted, or I'm not thinking about it, and it's upsetting. Why is it? I'm trying to do everything right, yet it's not coming together. This is so, but it's a very validating, it's part of the human condition. Very important to sow it. No one lives in a state of perpetual inspiration. Very important yisod. You know, people think, people aim for this constant, for this idea of the perpetual spiritual high, or you know, I always want to be inspired. It doesn't happen that way. It does not happen that way. Meaning there are moments of inspiration, but the truth is, most of life is not inspiration. Most of life is doing what you need to do. It's just being a good soldier. The Rechash Baruch Hu asks of you, and moments of inspiration come along. So he's asking over here something so beautiful, but why is it I do the mitzvah the right way every single day, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks me? And yeah, if I'm honest with myself, maybe I feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of the week, but very rarely is it because I put on my talis, right? More often it's because of something else I did that is out of the norm. Why don't we feel closer every... Listen, it's a good kasha, right? Because it's late, you're not as excited about this. But this is the kishkas of our spiritual struggles. I'm doing everything I possibly can, but Moshe, I have to tell you, like, I'm not feeling it. I'm definitely gonna keep doing it. But I'm not feeling it. How could I not be feeling it? If I've been going since 5 o'clock in the morning with learning and davening and everything else, and here I'm learning it, I'm just not feeling it. What's the pshat? Behechrich, so listen to what he says. Behechrich, shekiyum atifas atalis, yesh lo tzura pinimius amitis. It must be because there is another dimension, there is another way of fulfillment of the mitzvah of talis that speaks to our insight, that speaks to has a pinimius, that has a internal piece, a deeper internal piece. Kevan shana roim shatifas atal shakol yom lo mevias adam ledvekos pekono. Since we see, just in ourselves, that our act, and his choice of an example is so good, that our act of putting on talis does not really feel that it brings us any closer to God. Devekos muchoshes, a tangible connection. Behechrich, sha'anu tzrichim livdog ma choser betzuras atifas zu shala talis. So the Chabra says, okay, so let's analyze this. I'm doing a mitzvah every single day. I'm doing it the right way. I even know why I'm doing it. Mitzvah say d'orais, okay. And I'm doing it for one intention. I'm only doing it for one reason, because I want to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yet, it's not getting me there. It's not getting me there. So we'll say, you know, like in life, there are two different kinds of people. That there are some people where if something doesn't work out, so they'll ask, you know, well, what's wrong with the system? What's wrong with the thing that it didn't work out for me? It's never their fault. It's always because of something else. And then there are other people who are very introspective people, and something doesn't go according to plan. They ask, what did I do? So we have two choices. We could say, well, it's not me, it's the mitzvah of talis. The mitzvah of talis is just a deficient mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, recall it. You know, do something with it because it's not working for us. But of course, we're not going to say. They're going to say, okay, obviously, even the mitzvah of talis has an incredible kalach. And if I'm not feeling it, I have to ask, what's deficient in my mitzvah of atifas talis? What's missing in my mitzvah? He says, Shatachlis apinimis shi kirvas Hashem uchashis. Lo ne'etzeles ma'asis ha-mitzvah et rab mitovim. So what is it? What is deficient
in my Maisa HaMitzvah that even after I do it, I'm just not feeling a sense of closeness. Paragraph Yudches. Novenes HaDvarim. So let's analyze this. Niktanu dugma, excuse me, nakatnu dugma ba'alma shalatifas talis. Ulam zoi rak dugma ba'alma. Remember, again, we just happened to choose talis as an example, but this is simply, and all it is an example. Hari anulom dim Torah, umekayim misas larov. Mai hanekuda shamonas meitanu lochush es kirvaso. So I guess, remember, you could take that, you could fill in the blank with anything you want. We learn Torah, we fulfill mitzvos, and why is it that even after that, we still don't feel close? Now again, there are times when we feel close, but there are plenty of other times where we do the most wonderful mitzvos, and yet, I'm happy I did it, I'm proud of myself that I did it, but I don't feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulai, yesh lanu es hachitzonios shel HaTorah v'haMitzvos.
So it's quite possible that what we all have is the chitzonius of Torah. The only thing we have is the external trappings of Torah mitzvos, but the penimius, the kishkas, the real soul of Torah mitzvos, perhaps that's missing. V'tzarech berur, keitzad haderech lilmod Torah ulekayim mitzvos, ulezakos al yodehem, lekirvas Hashem uchoshes, bilvavi mishkan evne. So tell me, so how do I get to a Judaism that actually has soul? How do I set up for myself a Judaism where I'm not just engaging in behavioral acts that I know are the word of God and command of God, but how do I create a Judaism for myself that is actually meaningful, rewarding, and allows me to feel closer to God? How do I create a Mishkan within my own heart? Zeo tafkido shekol Yehudi. This is the job of every Jew. It's such a beautiful image. The job of every Jew is bilvavi mishkan evne. The job of every Jew is to create, literally again, what does it mean to create a mishkan in my heart? The mishkan is the Beis Hashem. The goal of every Jew is to create a Beis Hashem in his heart. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu yishkon etzlo b'leiv. V'ha'adam yachush zos mamish. I have to create, there's two things that has to happen. Number one, I have to create a heart that can house God. And number two, I actually have to feel that God resides in my heart. Because as we've established, you can create a beautiful mishkan in your lave, but you might not feel the presence of the Shekhinah. So I have to create the mishkan in my heart, and I have to feel the presence of the Shekhinah. Yotes.
Why does it have to be that the premise is that you have to feel the Vegas? Or can you have the Vegas and not feel it? Would some more like Litvish approaches say something like thing like that? Like, well, you can go, and even Lubavitch, I think, when Lubavitch puts on tefillin on you, why do they keep on doing it even though there's like nothing there on people? Isn't it?
No, I want to be clear.
You just go through an experience and then mela you're going to get close even if you don't feel
it. I would even take it a step further. Remember, there is another tzad to this, which is you have to do mitzvos even if you don't feel it. So meaning feeling it is not a precondition to doing it. You have to do it. Regardless, it's a mitzvah. It's an obligation. But we would assume that dveikus is something you would want to experience.
Right, ultimately.
Right. So meaning, we could all agree that even if you don't experience, you have to keep doing the mitzvos, but we would assume that we'd all be on the same page that our goal is to try to feel it, no?
So what we're
analyzing over here is if you don't feel it, so I still have to keep doing, but I'd like to know why I'm not feeling it. I'd like to mean, if the product called Torah is supposed to give me X, we'll call X as the Vekas Ba'Hashem, and the product is not delivering that, so the truth is, number one, it's not a problem with the product, it's a problem with the user. So I'm just trying to figure out, what am I not doing right in my Judaism that is not allowing me to feel that Tevekos? But that's not the same as saying that Tevekos is a precondition for Avodas Hashem. There are no preconditions to Avodas Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks me to serve Him, commands me, and I do it, whether I feel it or not. But we're aspiring for a model where my mitzvos actually create almost like a tangible, experienceable dveikus. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah.
It wasn't very convincing.
Try that again.
No, good.
You can't have the dveikus without experience.
I guess my question is, why does dveikus need feeling?
Right, Dov's saying, maybe dveikus...
Feeling.
Or, right, maybe you're saying, and it is a very chassidically challenged approach, but what you're saying...
It's an intellectual
right.
Cold
what, what you're saying is...
If I know the mitzvos, yeah. I'm achieving devekos, but I don't
You're saying devekos is a result of asiyas ha-mitzvos.
It doesn't
have to be a feeling. If I do a mitzvah, by definition, I am dovok to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's probably true on some level, but is that fulfilling?
No, I mean, I'll agree with this premise.
Oh, Baruch Hashem, good. Yeah, that's a little nervous. I prepared the show. I wouldn't know what I would do if you didn't agree.
Even a palpable, you know, doing it the right way, you're feeling something. They might not show it to you, but they're just feeling connected.
A relationship requires some level of that feeling. Otherwise, it's just transactional.
Right.
And transactional is not.
Right. Although I think Dov is making a valid point, which is one could make the argument, and maybe many, this is probably how many people actually work in their Judaic lives, that I don't feel it, but I know that it's there.
Right.
I know that it's actually.
I'm not sure if that's a valid approach, because like with people, you can't say you have a relationship with somebody purely on an intellectual basis, and you have an emotional connection, some type of a other than an intellectual connection.
I would take that a step further. So remember, what happens in a marriage? A husband doesn't tell his wife that he loves her. Right? Doesn't tell his wife that he loves her. So what does the wife say? No one here knows. I'm saying, you know, but you have a friend. Nobody should speak up on this one. Right? So the wife says, you don't love me. So what happens? So the husband says, of course you know that I love you. You know that, right? So you know, like in relationships, so I think it's George's point as well. There are certain things that you know are true, but the knowledge of those things, if they're not accompanied by like that emotional hug and that emotional connection, leaves the relationship a little bit empty and void. I don't think it's any different than Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're right. So using his example, when I put on my talis, even if I feel absolutely nothing, I know the act of serving God by definition creates devekos, but I'd rather not just leave it there. I'd actually like to feel the devekos if possible. Let's take a look at your test. Imkein, ma shemutal aleinu ato levarer, keitzad ha'adam mamshech lilmot Torah lekaimitzos, umosif bekach bechol kocho, v'yachad im zos, shetaros u'mitzos yikalu panav shel derech Hashem, l'kiras Hashem u'chash es mamash b'libo. So what are we striving for? This is what we just described. So what we are trying to figure out now is, I want to learn Torah, I want to do mitzos, I want to do chesed, I want to do all the things I'm supposed to be doing, but I don't want them just to be acts. I want them to be acts that also create kirvas Hashem muchashis mamish b'libo. What does that mean? Close to Hashem muchashis
sense
that I could feel it. I could actually feel it. There's a chush. I could feel it mamish in my heart. That's what we're driving for. Kolomar peyjud ches. Kolomar nechapis derech. We're looking for a way that man could come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ketzat HaMaasim Shukvar Noheg La'asosim Adheno Yekablu Tzura Penimis Yoser. And how can the actions that I'm already doing become even a little bit more meaningful? V'yekarvu Oso L'kono Kirvas Hashem Amitis. I want my actions to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, remember, I agree with Dov's point. I know they're bringing me closer, but I don't want to just know it. I want to feel it. V'hakol nichla b'divrei Mesias Yesharim. Everything comes. He says this is all included in the words of the Ramchal Mesias Yesharim. Sheyesh b'chinas mishmush upishpush. Remember again, he's quoting over here the Gemara Maseches Brachos that the Gemara talks about again. The olam adam yemashmish b'maasav or yefashesh maasav. We'll define these terms. One refers to what we'll call almost like retrospective introspection. Retrospective introspection. That ultimately a person examines their past deeds and ultimately introspects based on those. Or Yimashmesh represents almost to like a present cheshbon nefesh. But we'll get into that later. Sheish ma'asim shetzarach lachto me'asiyasam. Veish ma'asim shetzicham lahamshich la'asosam. There are some things we have to stop doing altogether. There are some things we have to start doing with a little bit more depth. Let's do one more section. Chaf. So let's just summarize, and with this we'll stop for tonight. He says, "Reishis he'emanu shetachlis ha'adam ba'olamo zeh lihios davik bebari yisparach shemo." So number one that we have to agree with is what? The point of existence of Osai, and this is an uncontestable truth. The point of existence is to find a sense of dvekus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, people spend their lives looking for the purpose of existence. Here it is. Purpose of existence is to establish a dvekus b'Hashem. Mai ha-dvekus ha-adam baruch is baruch shemo. So again, so here's the interesting part, right? Everyone says, this is not a chiddush, we all want dvekus. What does dvekus mean? Like, how do you quantify dvekus? How do I know if I'm living in a state of dvekus or not? And the answer to that is, lahargish es ha-bori yisparach shemo b'leiv. Lachush also yisparach shemo. So ultimately, again, how do you know if I have dvekus? Do I feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my heart? Do I feel that God resides within me? Which I will say is a very deep and profound question, because remember, that's a two-pronged question. Number one, have I created a life that is conducive to having the Ribono Shel Olam live inside of me? I mean, is my guf, is my body, is my existence kadosh enough to actually allow for that to occur? And number two, even if that's true, do I actually feel it? This is interesting. So how much time exactly do I have to spend in a state of dvekos? Right? Like, what are we aiming for? Like an hour a day, 2 hours a day, a couple of hours each week? Like, how much dvekos do I need? He says, b'chol yom v'yom, or b'chol sha'a. He says something very interesting. Real dvekos is a perpetual state. Now, I will say, now, we'll have to explain what this means, because the problem that this often, if we're honest, the problem that this often poses for us is that we feel that we engage in things that are not necessarily kadosh. I don't mean like averos. I mean things that are not kadosh. Where a person engages in recreational activity or other things like that. A person goes to the ball game. So is going to the ball game, is that kadosh? It's not avero, that's for sure. Is it kadosh? No, it's not avero, right? I don't think. It's not, according to most opinions, right? It's not. So of course, I'm just pointing out that this is kind of where often we get a little bit stuck, because we like to do things also other than learning Torah and other than Chesed and other than Ma'asim Tovim. We like to have another side of us that's fun as well. So I often, like, where is God during those? We'll get to that as well. But I'm just pointing this out now. You're going to see they're not mutually exclusive by any stretch of the imagination. So when he says that, because when he says you have to have dvekus all the time, so I say to myself, okay, great, this is already not for me, because there are already going to be parts of my life where I can't imagine that they're part of the panoramic picture of dvekus. But we'll see, the amazing part is everything in life can be a part of dvekus, and that's why the goal is perpetual dvekus. He goes on, ha'adam tzarech lahargish shekashim shein yochol lifosh min ha'avir l'neshima dim lokin chas shon yomas. We'll also listen to this, kein mamish avodas ha'adam lahargish kol chiyusu d'kirbas Hashem u'belize chas shon bebechinas misa. We'll also listen to this, I have to feel dvekus is to my soul what oxygen is to my body. And the same way that I can't live without oxygen, when we understand this a little bit more, we're going to realize I really can't live without dvekus. That life without dvekus is just an empty shell of existence. I'm going to need, again, it's hard for us to imagine that, yeah, because we don't yet know what this actually means. We don't know, we're talking about things we need, things we want, things that are indispensable parts of our existence, but yet we don't even know exactly what it means. But he's setting us up. We're going to see that the dvekus is going to become as important to us as the very air we breathe. Od kasavnu, sha'alinu livarer, madua hatora kedosha sheba, anu askim rabos, v'amitzaram sha'anu mekaimim, madua hem eina molidim belibosenu es hargosha apshuta shal kirvas Hashem, v'advekus bo'is baruch shemo. The other question we have to struggle with is, why is it that our Judaism does not create a sense of dvekus? Why is that the mitzvot we do, the Torah we learn, why do they not inspire us often? Why is it that I often don't leave the process of Torah mitzvot feeling a dvekus? So one of the major questions we'll have to tackle is, what is it that's lacking in our Judaism? What is it that's lacking in our tefillah, in our Torah, in our chesed, in our ma'asim tovim, that even after I do the behavioral act, I don't feel any close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So we'll say, so we leave off tonight, essentially, again, Number one, the ultimate goal in life is Dveikus. Number two, Dveikus is established when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to reside in my heart and I create a life that's able to sustain that and I'm able to feel that. Number three, we're going to see that Dveikus is going to be as indispensable to us as the very air we breathe. But all of this hinges on the resolution of one major challenge, which is, what is it that's lacking in our Judaism that no matter, sometimes it feels that no matter how much we do or how often we do it, it doesn't seem to bring us any closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're able to answer that question, hopefully that'll unlock the secret of the Dveikus. All right, we'll stop over here.
Do you agree with the methodology that especially in regards to Judaism and the Dveikus, you either